Ramble.
This episode is presented by Häagen-Dazs. It's love at first bite with the new Häagen-Dazs Dulce de Leche Bar, featuring rich caramel dulce de leche ice cream, swirled with thick, milky dulce de leche ribbons and dipped in milk chocolate. Indulgent? Yes. The perfect way to treat yourself? Absolutely. Find at retailers nationwide. That's Dazs. This episode is brought to you by Bumble. When you want someone compatible, start the search on Bumble. It has the features you need to find exactly what you're looking for, like a 6-foot Aquarius who likes rock climbing and also wants kids, or a runner with a penchant for poetry who loves dogs and wants a serious connection. We know you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Download Bumble today. This episode is brought to you by Walmart. I love the springtime. It's a great chance to refresh your wardrobe, home, or beauty routine. And you know what? I think you'll find Walmart has some great style finds that won't break the bank. If you want to upgrade your style, they've got clothes. If you want to upgrade your home decor, pick up some fresh new pieces. You can upgrade everything from your fit to your furniture in-store or shop it all on the Walmart app. Shop the latest spring styles at walmart.com/nowtrending. That's walmart.com/nowtrending. Now trending, your style at Walmart. All right. Sorry, just had to do like meditative breathing. Hey guys, welcome back. Stupid Genius, episode number whatever the fuck. Couldn't tell you. Have no idea. I hope you guys are doing good. I actually, for once, am doing good. Fuck. How long is this gonna last? I feel great. So today's gonna be good. Today's gonna be amazing. This podcast is going to be a great episode because I'm just fucking doing good. The way I said that was just like, I said it in such a YouTuber tone. It was like, I'm just doing good. Like, I feel like YouTubers are always like changing the pitch of their, they'll be like, yo, what's up? I'm just doing good. Like, that's a YouTuber thing. So sorry that I did it. Ellie changed me, whatever. Today's topic is very important. Okay. And it's, why does, no, not why, fuck. Today's, why am I, hello, leave this in. The question of the day today is, how does caffeine give us energy? Okay, I need to know if it's, like, how and if it's good or bad. Because, listen, the amount of caffeine that I consume every single day is, like, fucking not good. Like, let me give you an example here. So recently I've been getting into matcha, okay, which I'll dive into at the end of the episode. Just really talk about matcha and my experience, because matcha is very trendy right now. I feel like things kind of get trendy. It's like, okay, so like it was CrossFit and then it was matcha and then it was film cameras. Like, there's just these fucking trends, okay, of just things that are just popular, and like matcha is just one of them right now. And I refused to drink it. I was just like, I don't get it. Like, tea, milk, like, fuck no. Like, no. But then one day I like had too much coffee. Like, I had probably 3 cups of coffee and my friend wanted to get coffee, and I was like, you know, maybe I'll switch it up and get matcha, fuck around, see what happens. I love the color of it. It's like a perfect shade of green. Very appealing, but I just never wanted to try it. Anyway, I tried it and I've been hooked. And so a few days ago, and I'll give a review at the end because I have a very specific review about it. It's very mixed. It's very confusing. My relationship with it is like borderline toxic. It's so confusing. But I woke up, got matcha, picked up my friend, we worked out, got another matcha, finished that really quickly, and then we were like, ugh, we want another, got another matcha. An hour later, we wanted food from Phil's, which means that we also had to get a coffee. So before 2 p.m., I had 3 matcha lattes with almond milk, and I had iced coffee. And I panicked. Yeah, I almost like shit my pants. So anyway, that's why this is an important topic today. Like, imagine drinking that much caffeine, like being me. Imagine a day in these shoes, fucking being just zoinked out. They just made up that word, but like zoinked just feels right. Like just fucking like boom. Like that's just how I feel all the time. Anyway, okay. I also don't sleep a lot, so caffeine makes a lot of sense. Like I've already had 2 matchas and a coffee today. And I'm still not alive. I went to bed at 4. I was trying to be whatever. Anyway, okay, let's just fucking get into the word of the day. I'm done talking about me.
The stupid genius word of the day is adenosine. In the brain, adenosine is an inhibitory neurotransmitter. This means that adenosine can act as a central nervous system depressant. In normal conditions, it promotes sleep and suppresses arousal. In abnormal conditions, it puts on a weird wig and starts to juggle clementines. That's true. Bye-bye.
Oh, it promotes sleep and suppresses arousal. Okay, so like, Bae's not getting it. Got it. Oh my God. Wait. And this is... Sorry, I'm like thinking about how this relates to my personal life. And so like, that's just... Anyway. Okay, so... I'm like fucking brain farting. I think I need more caffeine for this fucking episode. Like, I'm like... Where... I feel like almost drunk, in a sense. Because I'm so like... just... tired today and like, but like it's good. Like I think I get the best, I think I like end up opening up the best when that's the case. Like I feel like when I'm too like on it and I'm too whatever, like then it just is too precise. Okay, but when I'm all fucking tired and wonky, I don't even know what I'm saying. I zone out and shit just comes out. And that's when we get the best shit. Like I filmed a video last night in this mood and like I don't know what I filmed. I don't know what I did. Anyway, sorry, back to the word of the day. Spacey as fuck today. Get over it, whatever. I guess I'm just gonna, what I'm gonna take from this, from the word of the day is just that, is it a chemical? Wait, you might have to read it to me again because I feel like I didn't fully comprehend it. Okay, I now understand why the first time I listened to it, it didn't really like click with me because I just don't fucking get it. So like, that's what it is. Because at first I was like, okay, am I just like, I was like, why can I, you know, when somebody like says a phrase to you and maybe they're saying it really fast or something and you just, they'll say it like 7 times and each time you just don't hear it. Every time. Like somebody will be like, yo, what up, dude? And you're like, what? I'm like, yeah, what up, dude? What am I saying? Do you know? I'm saying, yo, what up, dude? But I'm saying it in a way where it's like hard to, it almost sounds like one word. It doesn't even sound like a word anymore. And whatever. So like, that's how I feel about this definition. Like, I just don't get it. Okay. But I will try to use it later for my guests. I like holding the microphone because I feel like I'm like a singer. And I just like feel really cool. Oh my God, you're wearing headphones. You just have to hear that like in its full. I have a raspy voice and a lot of people say that my voice sounds like Miley Cyrus, which means like, don't test me because like I will come out with an album. Anyways, anywho's, more on that later actually. That could be a fun thing to talk about later. Let's get into our guesses. How does caffeine work basically? Guess number one. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Take a minute to check your social battery. How's it doing? Does the thought of social events make you feel excited or exhausted? To be honest, my social battery is horrible right now. I am running on empty. I want to be alone for a whole week straight and see no one and talk to no one. I think I've overbooked myself a little bit. And so I'm feeling very drained. And hey, maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more time alone. Either way, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery, because a full battery is the key to a full life. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/anything today. To get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, squarespace.com/anything. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Imagine you find something that you love. Maybe you see your friend wearing a cool t-shirt and you're like, oh, I want that. And then they give you the website and you go onto it and it just doesn't feel quite right. That doesn't make you want to buy that t-shirt. A good website is crucial when it comes to selling your product or a brand. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. It's okay if you don't know the first thing about design. You can choose from professionally curated layouts with the Squarespace Blueprint. Squarespace even has AI that can help you kickstart or update your website copy. If you're selling products, Squarespace makes checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment methods. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial and save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain with the code Emma. Okay, so caffeine is a naturally occurring thing, right? No, it has to be. Is it? But it's also not, because coffee beans just have it in it. It's like it's natural with like within the plants. Okay. I think, well, caffeine is almost like, it is like a drug in a sense. So, and what do drugs do in alcohol and all that? From what I've learned from all of the school programs that were always like, don't do drugs, that worked actually, because to this day, I'm a clean woman. Like, they alter the way that your brain works so that it's like you're not, but I don't know how it does that. I don't know how it almost like controls your mind. Like, my first guess is that caffeine in the drink travels to the part of your brain that makes you want to go sleepy. And it alters that and it turns it off. It turns that off temporarily and it tricks that part of your brain into thinking that you're awake. Was that right already? Babe. I'm addressing the listeners as babe. Babe, can you believe how smart I am? Can you tell? So, okay, wait. So, like, that was my first guess. How was it? Not 100p, but, like, 90p. All right, word. Yo, I feel that. Okay, so then we're close. Let's go to guess number two. Guess number two. Oh, my God. Ow. Sorry. I have all these piercings on my ears because, like, you know, just, like, e-girl things or whatever. Wait, what is that, like, type of, like, genre of... like trendy human being. It's like there's like visco girls and like e-girls. Visco girls are like beachy, light makeup girls, and then e-girls are like indie. I don't really get. I need to do my research. Anyways, not important, but I just have a lot of ear piercings and they're all, a lot of them are new and they're kind of infected because I don't clean my ears. Who would have thought? The worst hygiene person in the world, Emma Chamberlain, doesn't watch your fucking ears. And doesn't watch your earrings. Get over it. I don't fucking care. You think I shower, okay, and I wash my ear then, and I'm not gonna fucking take the salt water and wash my ear. So anyway, guess number two. How'd I even get there? Just now. See, that's why me doing shit when I'm tired is fun, because I don't know what the fuck I'm saying. Okay, anyway, guess number two. Okay, so... Okay, maybe... caffeine actually serves as almost an artificial energy that your body can use to work. So like, okay, you need energy to like be able to do things that take a lot of energy. No shit, bitch. But caffeine almost serves as like an artificial form of the energy that your body would be using normally. So normally your body is pulling from like, let's say, its energy source. Caffeine like plugs in, and like caffeine like fills it, like it works the same. And then your body uses that instead, and it's like artificial. So it's like the artificial version. Your body uses caffeine for energy, yeah. No? Okay, good. See, I love when I fail. Failing makes me more interesting. If I got it right, I would be waiting for the bars to come. I'm too fucking tired for bars right now. Fuck. Okay. Sorry, no bars right now. I want to finish the line, but I don't have a word. And it's a... I can't freestyle on the internet yet. We're not there yet. We're just not there. We're not there. Like, you guys can know everything about my life. I'll tell you about when I shit my pants. But there's two things you won't know about. And that's my love life. And that's freestyling. Those two areas we don't go and do. Okay. Everything else is fair game. Anyway. What were they talking about? Wait, don't tell me. I like to guess. I like to try to like retrace my steps in my brain, almost like I'm like walking on like a Candyland. Like, you know how Candyland's like a path? Like, whenever I forget my train of thought, I like to close my eyes and picture myself walking on a Candyland path back to where my thought was. I'm the only person in my friend group that doesn't have a therapist, and out of all three of us, I need it the most. Okay. Anyways. Welcome to... Wait, hold on. Listen to this shit. Think about that. Hold on. Consider this. Anyways, back to work. Literally, where the fuck was I? Have I even done guest number three yet? Have I like finished guest number two? Okay. Back on track. This is gonna be the best episode I've ever done. It is just a mess. Consider the fact that I, you know what? The reason why I'm fucking psychotic is because I have so much caffeine. So this episode is just totally on theme. Guest number three, let me gather myself. Okay, I'm ready. This episode is brought to you by Bumble. When you want someone compatible, start the search on Bumble. It has the features you need to find exactly what you're looking for, like a 6-foot Aquarius who likes rock climbing and also wants kids, or a runner with a penchant for poetry who loves dogs and wants a serious connection. We know you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Download Bumble today. Okay, I'm closing my eyes for this to help me relax. I feel like I'm in a warm bubble of my mother's womb. My eyes are closed. I just feel more relaxed this way, almost like I'm in a cocoon. Anyway, guess number three is that caffeine like activates. Wait. Maybe there's like a chemical reaction in a sense. And caffeine reacts with like pre-existing energy that already exists in your body, that your body made. Caffeine reacts with that and like amplifies it. So that energy that was normally like, you know, right here. This is a podcast. I can't be using like hand metaphors. Fuck, whatever. Just figure it out. Like your energy was like here. Imagine my hand being like at a certain level. And then like caffeine basically turns that energy into mega energy so that it works even better. And then it's up here. Imagine my hand being a little bit higher above my other hand. Now imagine my hands going back down. So like the metaphor's over. Okay, thank you. Anyway, that's my guess. Guess number three. How did I get so close with the first one and I never fucking got it? I didn't get it. Guys, stupid genius canceled. Can't do this. Let's hear it. I just want to hear the answer already.
All right, here's your answer to how does caffeine give us energy. First, a little biology.
As your neurons fire throughout the day, a neurochemical called adenosine builds up in your body. The nervous system uses special receptors to monitor your body's adenosine levels. As the day wears on, more and more adenosine passes through those receptors, and guess what? It makes you sleepy. Caffeine is the same size and shape as adenosine. And when you take it in, your adenosine receptors cannot tell the difference. How sneaky. With caffeine docked at the receptor, a lot of your body's adenosine molecules cannot enter. It's like a club, you know, when you try to get in, but there's a rope. Anyway, it creates a traffic jam of sorts. With all that adenosine blocked, the caffeine keeps you from getting tired. Okay, but that's not where coffee's kick comes from. With the adenosine receptor clogged, neurotransmitters like dopamine and glutamate can get a head start. Your dopamine levels swell, giving you a mild jolt of energy. In a way, caffeine is like a bouncer. I just said this before. What? Am I like a Nostradamus? It blocks the door, keeping the tired molecules out while the more stimulating molecules party on. Oh yes, that's right. Give me that excellent alcoholic or non-alcoholic beverage, says the one stimulating molecule to the other while the boring molecules are outside and sad and on their phones. I'm Professor Flule Borg, and that was the stupid genius answer of the day.
Wow. Damn, the human body crazy as fuck, bitch. Caffeine really be that drug, huh? Yeah. See, like, I just, like, I've been addicted to caffeine for so long that I never needed another drug. I never needed to try drugs because I already was participating in an addiction that was bad. And my God, am I grateful for it? My God, without coffee, I don't know where I'd be, you know? And it's my passion. I know a lot about it, you know? And it's been there for me, you know? It's seen me go through everything. And I've spent so much money on it. And I put a lot of time and money into our relationship, and it shows, you know. And so, I just want to say, cheers to caffeine, okay? For my listeners that didn't know what those sounds were, I will explain. First sound was me taking a sip. Second sound was it getting clogged in my throat and causing a burp. Thank you. Let's get to the wind down of the episode. I'm done talking about science. I'm way too spacey for that. I'm just spacey. Get silly. You know that song is like, get silly. Whatever, I'm gonna shut up.
This episode is brought to you by Walmart. I love the springtime. It's a great chance to refresh your wardrobe, home, or beauty routine. And you know what? I think you'll find Walmart has some great style finds that won't break the bank. If you want to upgrade your style, they've got clothes. If you want to upgrade your home decor, pick up some fresh new pieces. You can upgrade everything from your fit to your furniture in-store or shop it all on the Walmart app. Shop the latest spring styles at walmart.com/nowtrending. That's walmart.com/nowtrending. Now trending, your style at Walmart.
What are we talking about? I have so many things. Okay, number one, let's talk about, remember in the beginning of the episode when I said we were going to talk about my opinions on weddings? Did I do that or was that a fever dream? Okay. Well, I was talking about my thoughts on marriage before this podcast started, or maybe once it started. I don't know. You guys know, but I don't, unless you skipped, which would fake. But, you know, it's so crazy because I think as you start to get older, it's so terrifying because when you're younger, you're like, you don't have to think about it. You don't have to think about marriage. You're not like, that doesn't make sense to me right now. And that doesn't need to make sense to me right now. And like, I don't need to think about it yet. Like, and I'm not going to need to think about it for a really fucking long time. So it just doesn't matter. And like, and you just kind of have faith that that when it's time for that to make sense to you, it will, right? I'm 18 now. And I'm experiencing life. And now it's just weird to think about. Okay, because in 10 years, or maybe 5 or maybe 7, I could get married. That's not a lot of time. Okay. Because the older you get, the quicker years go by. Like, I feel like fucking the last year, like, I look back to a year ago, and I'm like, that was a year ago? I feel like that was yesterday. So next thing I know, I'm going to be getting fucking married. That's like the next stage of my life. But like, the question is, number one, do I even want to? Number two, how the fuck do you even begin to know if the person you're marrying is right? Like, how the fuck do you know? Number one, that, how do you know? Number two, I have this weird, just fucking impending doom feeling about the thought that like, there's probably always somebody out there that's actually better for you than who you're with in the moment. I have that like impending doom. Like, and that's like very, very broad. Like, do you ever wonder, you know, like if you're either with somebody, not with somebody, even with your friends, anything, any relationship in general, it's so crazy to think like with all the human beings in the world, there's definitely someone out there that actually gets me even more. And that's so fucking confusing. But then it also is scary because it's like, what if no one will ever get me again? So it's so you don't know what it is. And like, and then, so it's like all of that is just like day-to-day shit that everyone goes through, friends, family, even relationships, romantic ones, like platonic ones. I don't fucking care. This is very broad. And then like, and then it's just, and then you have to fucking marry somebody, and then you have to create a fucking child with them. And cause I want to have kids, obviously. Cause like, I'm like, I just have to, like, I just be too fun. Like, my parents and me were like besties, and like, I just want to have a kid so I can have a new bestie. Also so I can live through it, but not in an unhealthy way. I just would love to see my child be a competitive cheerleader so that I could do their hair. And now I'm starting to realize that maybe I just want to have a child so that I can play dress up with it. And like, that's what being 18 is, right? No, but I'm excited to have a kid one day. That actually, I used to not want to do that. I'm excited to have a kid one day, but I'm not excited for the confusion that's like going to be in the confusion I'm going to have leading up into it. Because I've never, getting older is so fucking weird when you start to like see your friends, like, you know, you see your friends dating people and you're like, oh my God, like, they could fucking get married, and they might. Like, I know I'm really young, but some people fucking get married young, sis. Some people fucking have babies by like 23. I'm 18. That's fucking 5 years. Man, I need a nap. Sorry. I'm just having like, I'm doing really good in general, but it's just like, these are the thoughts that I've been having. Like, it's just crazy when you start to think of marriage and these types of things as it's in your frontal lobe, and it isn't before now age. So anyway, I'm not getting married for a long time, and but I'm definitely going to live stream my childbirth. Like, straight the fuck up, like, just live stream that shit. I'm just going to go live on Twitch and fucking just pop that baby out and just be like, yow. I'm just gonna fuck it. I don't care. Y'all need to see. Y'all need to be in the room with me. So, 10-year, we're starting the 10-year countdown to my childbirth live stream. Starting now. Tick, tick, bitch. The rest is, we'll see. What's gonna happen within the next 10 years is gonna be crazy. Can't wait to watch. Declan's my first child, though. My kitty, you know? I've been raising that kid. I'm a good mom. Yeah. Yeah. I'm a realistic mom. I'm going to be a realistic mom. I'm not going to be the type of mom that's like helicoptering and like, I just, I know what you have to, you can't, you just have to like, you have to let your child be free. That's what I do with Declan. I let him rip up my furniture. I literally let him rip up my furniture. And that's okay. Anyway, sorry for that existential crisis. I always like, just like talk about things like that. And then I'm like, oh, that was vulnerable, you know? And like, should I have gone there? And then I did. But now let's talk about matcha, something very mundane and not important. Oh, I'm so excited. After this, I'm picking up my friend and we're going to go get matcha. I don't even like the flavor. It just makes me feel like I'm literally on like a crazy drug. Like it, like me and my friend Amanda were straight up like fucking scream crying in the car after we had three matchas that one day, like screaming, crying, like fucking throwing up, like fucking not actually, but like fucking theoretically and like metaphorically, like we were a mess. We were explosive and it was crazy. It's crazy. And yeah, so matcha hits different is what I'm trying to say. I feel like caffeine, like coffee caffeine, kind of just stopped hitting. You know what I mean? Like I could drink a full coffee, like largest size you can get, and I will take a nap immediately after. It's crazy. I have very high caffeine tolerance. I don't even really get anxious from coffee anymore as I'm like tapping my leg. But yeah, like I feel like coffee doesn't really affect me. It makes me super chill. I don't get anxious from coffee. I can get a little crazy, but like not anxious. Anyways, I get anxious just from fucking being alive. Okay. It has nothing, like the caffeine intake doesn't have anything to do with it usually. Sometimes, but usually not. Matcha just makes you feel like you could fucking punch a brick wall and like and succeed. Okay. Like matcha and also like it's fun. There's something fun about it. Like there's something fun. Like you feel like you're being healthy, but you also feel like you're getting a special drink. It's also like $9 in LA. So you're like, oh my God, this is a treat. Wait, I fucking spent like $50 on matcha. Holy shit. I need to learn how to make it at home. I can't be fucking doing that. I'm going to learn how to make matcha at home. If you guys have any good matcha brands, tweet me, motherfucker, and let me know so I can pick it up. And I can just start making my own because I'm not going to be spending $50 every week on matcha. It's just something I can't get myself to do, okay? Is there anything else you guys want me to talk about? Comment down below, even though I'm not going to fucking see it. So let me think if there's anything else that's like burning. But to finish up this episode, I'm going to leave you guys with something that you can take and you can enjoy. We talk about matcha. That's great. But there's something else you guys need to try. You see, pooping for me is something that's very important. And when I get constipated, I turn into a fucking raging bitch. And like period, PMSing is bad, but like being constipated brings out a whole nother level of aggression with me. And so I've been drinking this detox tea by the brand Yogi. And my God, that shit keeps me so reg. That shit's keeping me reg, all right? And it's so good. And it's like actually it tastes really nice. It's really refreshing. And yeah, so try it out. If you want, you can get it from Whole Foods, Target. It's pretty popular. And just put a little splash of lemon in it for some acidity and you're set. And let me tell you, your poops are going to be the healthiest they've ever been. Also, if you drink matcha, your poop's going to be green. Anyway, that's where I'm ending off this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed. And if you did, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to Stupid Genius on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure to check out @RambleOfficial on Instagram for more behind the scenes videos and content for Stupid Genius. I love you guys. Thanks for listening. And I guess my brand is now extended to tea also. Anyways, more on this later. See you guys next week.